on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
And there's good news on the front of the Irish Independent. Apparently our energy bills are going to be cut. We got the bill at home the other day, €600. Despite the, we're not using that much electricity, I would have felt. Now we do get the €150 credit, so it's €450, but I don't feel we're using €600 worth of energy. Anyway, the story on the Indo says that consumers could be in line for energy price cuts of 20% after wholesale energy costs fell to a fraction of what they were during the height of the energy crisis. So you'd hope that if the wholesale prices come down, our bills should come down immediately. That doesn't always be the case, though. The wholesale cost of electricity is now €87 per megawatt hour, which is a fall of 78% since the peak of the energy crisis in autumn 2022. So it looks like we're going to get a round of price cuts on energy bills. But as I say, these things are slow, so that could be in perhaps the second half of this year. That's the front of the Indo. Front of the Irish Times, just a shocking photograph of young boys on a donkey and cart moving past destroyed buildings in Khan Yunis in Gaza. I mean, there's nothing left of the place. And obviously, Israel is fighting back. And we are told that bodies have been recovered from mass graves. Obviously, there's a lot of talk about that. Taoiseach Micheál Martin is going to visit the Rafah border crossing today. Newstalk's Barry White is there with him. But the photograph in the front of the Irish Times, I mean, you can't live in a place like Khan Yunis now. There's nothing left of it. It's just rubble. The main story on the front of the Irish Times is that there are major vulnerabilities in the critical care arrangements for newborns admitted to Temple Street Hospital, meaning the service is failing to meet the specific needs of infants. This is according to doctors who have told hospital management there. The Irish Daily Mail and a number of other papers go with the case of Aoife Johnston. The Irish Daily Mail: hospital was like a war zone on night Aoife died. The Irish Daily Star front page: we begged for help as we watched Aoife die. A&D like a war zone on night of 16-year-old's death. And the Irish Daily Mirror, similar headline: hospital like war zone. A hospital was like a war zone on the night teenager Aoife Johnston died after waiting 12 hours to be seen by a doctor. Obviously, we have the inquest into her death. The 16-year-old lay dying of sepsis at UHL, which was dealing with the crisis situation as it was overwhelmed with patients in December 2022. And a nurse manager said, "What I observed was akin to a war zone. Every available floor space was taken up. Trolleys were lined up next to each other, blocking doors." Dr. Catherine Skelly, a clinical nurse manager with 23 years experience, provided evidence on the night Aoife Johnston died, or about the night that Aoife Johnston died. And her parents said that they watched her getting sicker and sicker and sicker on that night in UHL. The Irish Sun has an interview with filmmaker Jim Sheridan. The headline: I'll clear Bailey's name. Jim Sheridan plans to try and convince the world that Ian Bailey didn't murder Sophie Tuscan du Plantier. He told the Sun, "I will clear his name." Sophie obviously was found dead back in 1996. Ian Bailey died in January. Her family called the idea that Bailey's innocent conspiracy madness. That's the big interview on the front of the Irish Sun. Inside the papers there, bizarre story coming from Dublin about vandals. And it's not about the money involved. These trees take years to grow and it's just mindless destruction. So the Indo says that Gardaí are investigating after dozens of trees in the Dodder Valley Park in South Dublin were cut down in an act of vandalism over the weekend. These are cherry trees in full blossom. Just to really put the boot in, gorgeous trees, more than 20 of them, were sawn through and pushed over, while many beech and spruce saplings were snapped in two. It's believed the incident happened Friday night, early Saturday morning. The park runs between Firhouse and Knocklyon. The council, as I say, it's not about the money, but the council does estimate that they caused about €33,000 worth of damage. But it's very, very upsetting. What they're also saying is that it seems to be planned, calculated vandalism. This isn't sort of by chance or a couple of young lads walking by and deciding to do this. You had to plan it out and do this vandalism. A lot of people interviewed in the Indo calling it appalling. And a carpenter had a look and said, if you look at the cuts, you can see they were done with a fine blade on a power tool, like a battery-operated sabre saw with a hacksaw blade. You can see the markings on the cuts, and the sawdust itself is fine dust, not like you get from a chainsaw. So someone planned this all out. It's just really, really upsetting, and I know locals in the area are very annoyed by it. The Indo, and indeed lots of other papers covering that. On to happier news in the Mirror. We'll all be going to Limerick to buy our lotto tickets, because a shop which sold Dolores McNamara her lotto ticket has made another punter a multimillionaire. So years ago, this shop sold the 115 million euro winning Euro Millions ticket nearly 19 years ago. And now they've sold another ticket worth 9 million euro. The shop is Gary Owen Stores in Gary Owen, and they've struck gold again. The National Lottery will be announcing officially the winning location at the Limerick shop today, but the ticket holder has yet to come forward. They haven't been identified, so check your tickets if you bought it in the Geo store in Gary Owen, and congratulations to them. So now we're looking at they've sold over 120, nearly 130 million euro in lotto winning tickets. So congratulations to them. And they make a few bob too when you sell a winning lotto ticket. If you happen to be going to hospital for a planned operation, you'll be glad to hear in the Times of London that we know which type of doctor is more likely to save your life, because hospital patients are less likely to die if a female doctor is treating them. This is new research which also found that female patients were less likely to be readmitted to hospital in the 30 days after discharge if they had a female doctor. It's new study from UCLA and suggests that there's a difference in the genders, and in particular a suggestion that there's a difference in the understanding of female issues with a male doctor. So less likely to die if your doctor is female is what the research is showing. And final story comes from the Mail. How old do you think is old? So I remember when I was growing up, I thought some women in their 50s were old women to me. And that's all changed now, because we are told the ageing process is getting on a bit these days. Many of us believe that old age starts later in life. So when you call someone elderly, when you say they're an old woman or an old man, what age are you thinking of? Well, apparently now it's 74. That's when you should refer to someone as elderly. The figure keeps rising. It's risen over time, and apparently it suggests, according to the Mail, that those who were once seen as old in the past may not be considered so nowadays. It's one of the questions posed was, at what age would you describe someone as old? And they asked older people themselves this question, and they put the age at 74. So that's an interesting one, why these days you have to reach 74 before you're considered elderly. Now, those are the stories making some of the headlines in today's papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.